All right. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is, well, this is a review of, what was that name? Companion. Sorry. It's a little late, my, you know how it gets when it's late. All right, so anyway, this film is probably one of the best movies I've seen regarding not just male loneliness, but the whole companion robot thing that a lot of people, including myself, have talked about. So the guy who wrote this movie also wrote a lot of episodes for what was considered a very red pill show, Blue Mountain State. So this isn't just some guy that came in, even though he does say he addresses so-called toxic masculinity in the movie. I think it's actually what we would consider legitimate toxic masculinity, not just, you know, like aggression. This guy's like far from aggressive, except until the end of the movie. That's when things start getting a little crazy. But all right, so basically, when that movie starts, and by the way, this has spoilers, so you guys, you know, keep that in mind. This is going to have some spoilers. When we start the movie out, basically, she is in a shopping market or whatever, and she meets the main character, Jake, of course, and there's like some oranges, and he grabs an orange, and all the oranges fall. So it's like a meet cute, you know, and basically, oh, that's a funny moment. My name is Jake. Oh, I'm Iris. Okay, so we
go ahead and say ahead of time.
If
you hadn't seen.
I already said there's going to be spoilers. Oh, yeah. So all right. Anyway, so you know, it doesn't really let us know what's going on at first, and that's kind of why they didn't need the second trailer. But if they hadn't done the second trailer, I probably wouldn't have been, you know, as giddy to see it as I was.
Yep.
Anyway, so nobody, including Iris, knows that she's a robot, right? Nobody knows. And that's actually one of the criticisms I'm going to take with Emphatics Robotics, because one of the main issues, and a lot of you guys have played games with robots in them, robots usually know they're robots, right? Like, every fucking piece of science fiction I think I've ever seen in my life has a robot that knows it's a robot. I don't want robots to think they're not robots. I think robots need to know who they are and need to accept who they are. Because the minute you start saying, oh, but what do you mean I'm not real? We don't need Pinocchio moments. We need robots to know.
I would almost
robots.
Relate it to, think of women in Iraq and Afghanistan, different countries where they're limited rights, and they don't have access to world coverage like we do.
Right.
Like, that's all they know is do what they're told.
But
if they realized, if I went over here, I could do what I wanted to do. It's kind of like that, you know, she doesn't know. She ain't ever been told. And she's programmed not to realize
it. But at the same time, the male robot figured it out, and he didn't have any issue with it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I think robots...
Well, he's an older model, too. They probably did something with the newer model.
So what I'm saying... Yeah, good point. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is one of the big realizations in the film is that, yeah, she finds out she is a robot, and she tries to... you know, oh, but I'm human. It's like, what's the weather? Change your language. Speak in German. Speak in Mandarin. Speak in all these other languages, right? And she basically does that. And he's like, well, how do I know all this? How can I do all this? It's like, because you're not human. And, I mean, she kind of gets upset for a minute. Like, all of a minute. But then after that, she kind of realizes, okay, I'm not real. But that doesn't mean I don't love you. Now, we have to go way back before we even talk about this. So, here's basically the whole premise of the movie. So, for some odd reason that I guess some of you may relate to, our main character, who is a single dude, paycheck to paycheck. You know, normal guy. He's supposed to be an incel. It's very, very much insinuated that he's an incel. He doesn't really have a lot of experience.
Maybe incel isn't a great term.
Him.
Because it seems like
that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they want.
That seemed like that was the kind of person I see a lot.
Yes,
of.
But that's what they want him to be. That's exactly what the director wanted him to be.
Incel almost seems more exclusive.
But that's what they wanted him to be. That's literally what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be an incel that has bad luck with women. Of course, there is this one woman that has kind of a more endearing personality. Like, she's more confident and
well, and she's one that is in charge over a guy instead of other way around.
Yeah, she wants the lord over men. So, but the thing is, they're an acquaintance, but we are not really told how much of an acquaintance they are.
They dated.
That's,
did you not hear when she said that she felt bad that she was so easily replaceable? And they were giving
But they weren't talking about that. She was not talking about him dating her. She was talking about her dating Sergio. She was Sergio's husband.
No,
and
she was
Sergio's boyfriend.
She was referring to what's his name?
It was definitely Sergio.
No, she didn't have any issues with him being married and all that, and she wasn't replaced. She was replacing the wife, basically, except on the side.
She was feeling bad
or jealous because that. Remember, she's like, "Do you not like me?" She said, "It's not that I don't like you.
I don't like the idea of you.
I don't like the idea of you. I was so easily replaced."
So that kind of makes sense. But see, here's the thing. I don't know what the relationship was. That's the information we honestly needed. But we don't really know much about the relationship between Kat and Jack.
It
really doesn't.
It just says they were together, and now they're not.
And she's with Sergio now.
But I guess they remained friends,
But here's what was going on. So I don't know exactly. Again, there's a whole backstory to this that we really kind of needed. Because basically, at the very start of the movie, they're going to a house out in the middle of nowhere. It's a nice beach house, I guess you could say. You know, they got a little beach out in the back and everything.
Yep.
And, of course, we don't know, we're not supposed to know, but the trailer kind of spoiled that she was a robot. And basically, there were hints at the twist.
Yeah.
Because,
like, can you believe the weather's blah, blah, blah?
Well, no. But even before that. Yeah. Before that. Okay, so basically,
just pretend to smile.
Yeah, all right. So to be absolutely fair, he goes up to her and he tells her, you know, just smile natural. But that
it was weird because he didn't. You understand that's more of a command than how he was talking to her as equals on the way there. And then when he got there, he like just smile and pretend you're enjoying yourself.
And it did fit well to me because there are some women that are absolutely that timid. And that's one thing that he wanted his robot to be, was very timid. And, you know, so when he's talking to this girl, because we, you know, at the time, the audience doesn't know she's a robot yet. We're basically seeing him say, you know, just smile, act natural, don't, you know, make too big of a deal. And she says, "Oh, I just want to make you happy," and all that. And there's definitely women like that. I've met women like that, want to just make their partner happy. So it was very hard to tell at the beginning that she was a robot. Because, again, she didn't look anything like a robot. And, again, they don't use any kind of special stuff to make her look like a robot.
Yeah, they didn't cover up her freckles and all that.
Yeah,
I saw her freckles.
Very realistic looking. And I like this because you definitely
saw
how
she walked and carried herself was very robotic.
In a way, especially in the supermarket, when you see her walking in the supermarket.
Yeah.
But to be absolutely fair, you know, when we're going into the beach house and they're all sitting down, you know, they're talking and he says to Sergio, who owns the place, he's a big Russian that owns this, all this crap. And he basically says, "Oh, I've been told so much about you." And the robot replies, "Hopefully only good things." And he doesn't say anything. It's like there's a silence. Like he knows something that nobody else does. And that actually leads later into the movie, but then we have what some of you may really be upset about, and I do have to disclose this because it wasn't in the trailers. So, also, accompanying them, though, this may be your moment to say, oh, Grim, I'm walking out, and I completely understand. If you want to wait for the movie to go to digital or somewhere you can fast forward, you can, that's fine. But there is another couple there, and they are a gay couple. They're a fat Mexican guy and another dude, another guy, basically, who looks like, I guess you could say, it could look like an actor. He's a very,
He was in, Smile 2 recently?
Yeah,
he's been in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, but basically, what was it called? Eerie, something like that? And then Patrick, who was this guy. And basically, they're talking about how they met, and he basically said, you know, he's wearing a bad Dracula costume, and he had...
Stepped on the dinosaur costume's tail.
And
when they take the thing, it's like love at
first sight. Oh. And they start dancing. Okay, so... Like, there's a lot of very romantic gay stuff that goes on, including a very, very long kiss, like making out.
It doesn't have a sex scene.
No sex scene.
All the sex in
the movie is either, like, it's hinted at, and sometimes it's hinted at in a very funny way.
Yeah.
Because even the first time
it's just the guy and the girl.
Yeah, the first time they have sex... it's basically like he orgasms and then she says something and he says, go to sleep, Iris. And she goes to sleep. And he doesn't like yell it did. So we don't really know that.
That's where you would like, huh, that's a kind of a command.
No, I didn't see it as that. Well, I didn't see it as that at first because of the way he said
it.
Because
the fact
that
I knew that she was a robot mm-hmm. to begin with because of the trailer, I was...
But for me, I was trying to pretend that I hadn't known that she was a robot yet. So I was trying to say, okay. Are they going to hint
once I've
on
heard
this?
It, the hints were already there.
Well, I know that, but what I'm saying is, I noticed the way he told her to go to sleep. She just, you know, kind of went to sleep, but it wasn't like a go to sleep command. It just felt go to sleep.
Well, he's already asleep. He done busted his nut.
And she was thinking about talking about nonsense shit, and he wasn't that worried about it. So anyway,
I noticed all of those things were very romance movie mm-hmm. type. People meet.
I want to get to that, but I don't want to get to that yet. Let me just go to the next day. Yeah. The next day is where she wakes up and says, what's the weather, Iris? And she says, blah, 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 blah. And he says, that never gets old. And I'm like, okay, now they're starting to hint on that she's a robot. And again, there's a scene where basically she's at the beach or whatever because Jack feels bad. He's hungover. And he planned to do some things, and she said...
Supposedly.
Well, he planned to do some things, but he got hung over, and he said, oh, I feel bad, so I can't do it. So she goes out there to the beach, and Sergio basically walks out, goes over to the seat next to her, and or where she's going to sit, where she would sit, and he owns the cabin. Like, he owns the land, everything.
Like
he owns all this shit. So anyway, he says, why don't you come sit and join me? And she says, no, I really think I need to check on Jake. He says, Jake is a big boy. He can take care of himself. And he says, no, I really think I need to check on Jake. And he says, do you enjoy Beach House? Do you enjoy being here and all that? She said, yes. He said, then please sit here next to me.
As a guest.
And then as a guest, right. And she does that. And then all of a sudden he says, can you put some lotion on my back, you know, so I don't get sunburned back and shoulders. And she feels kind of awkward about doing it, but she does do it. And she puts the, the stuff on there. And all of a sudden he reaches over and grabs her hand. And she immediately says, you know, stop. I don't want to do this. And he says, remember, this is what you are built for.
Yeah.
And
And he said the girl gave the consent, not the guy owns
right.
the room.
Right, right, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. He said Kat gave consent. That's right. Kat gave the consent to do it. So, anyway, we come into the next scene. Iris is covered in blood, and she's got a knife. Now, remember, it's very important to notice that she had this knife from before. And
she flipped it out once she got to the beach. Yeah, she found it in her pocket.
Yeah. And keep in mind that this was right before she and Kat had talked. And one of the most important parts...
They never talked. Yet it's from him leaving the... upstairs, she went down to the beach.
No. Her and Kat talked on the couch.
That was the night time.
The night before, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot. I skipped that part. But yeah, her and Kat talked on the sofa. And remember in the beginning of the movie...
You know how hard it was to put a knife in her pocket? I practiced that.
But okay, anyway, one of the more important parts of the movie is when she's talking to Kat, and Kat is a very different person than she is. She's programmed to be very timid, and of course, Kat says, I don't like you. It's not that I don't like you. I don't like the idea of you. And she says, I don't like to be so easily replaced. And she says, well, nobody can replace you. And she says, I wish I was like you. I wish I was more confident in things like that. Like, Kat is a very different, almost like a rebel kind of woman.
And you know, at that point, she doesn't realize she's a robot.
Well, she does say something weird. She says, though, that's how I was built. But I don't think she meant that literally.
She didn't think it, yeah. But it was a little hint to the audience.
Yeah, yeah, it was a hint to the audience.
A little tip of the hat.
Right. And also what Sergio said was a tip. He says that's what you were built for. And it isn't until that next scene where she comes in covered with blood and a knife in her hand. And they ask, Iris, what did you do? I killed Sergio. Why? Because he forced himself on me. And I'm not allowed to lie. That's one of the most important parts of the robots is that they cannot lie.
And he kept saying, you know you can't lie to me.
Which yeah, you can't.
Sometimes says, that's always in a mm-hmm. couple's like, yeah, I know you that well, but
yeah.
It was, you literally can't lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She literally cannot lie. So she told him exactly what happened, and it's true. They actually do show her pushing Sergio. His head hits a rock, and, you know, she goes to help him, actually. And then he says, blocked or something, like something really rough in German. Excuse me, Russian, and he's going to choke her, which I don't know how that works because she doesn't have lungs. But anyway...
But she don't know she's a robot.
Right, that's true. I wonder how that would have worked if she did know. But anyway...
Could have torn her up.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
But anyway, he probably would have found it difficult depending on what she was built of. But anyway, what I'm saying is she finally takes the knife out and stabs him, and that's it. Like she's really good at stabbing people right in that artery in the neck.
Just it's like she found.
Yeah,
she's like she built to know where everything.
Yeah,
is.
She knows where all that's at.
But
so there's a very important.
Of course, she didn't know if you stab someone in the neck, is a good chance they'll bleed.
So there's a very important reason why all this happened. So anyway, our loner incel guy basically got together with Kat, his ex-girlfriend, who was with Sergio, and they wanted to be rich. I mean, so basically, he's under the assumption that Sergio is this big mobster, sex trafficker, all this kind of stuff. Oh, it's bad money. He's a bad person. He made all his money. He gets what he deserves. He needed to die. He doesn't need this money, right? So basically, they're like, okay, so basically I'm going to jailbreak my robot, and I'm going to jailbreak my robot by increasing the aggression and everything else so that it can basically harm humans and cause all kinds of chaos in the process. He did a lot of just really awful things to it. And it actually goes into the beginning to show exactly what happened because, of course, she's like, I love you. Can we still be together? I know I killed this man, but I love you. And he says, Iris, go to sleep. And then Kat walks in and says, What are you doing? He's like, yeah, I jailbreaked her. He had to jailbreak her because they were planning to use her to kill Sergio so they could pawn it off on the robot.
And if you notice, too, she treats him like he treats the robot. So it's kind of like he's trying to project all the crap that he had to put up with onto her.
Yeah, because she used him. So, but,
did you know she was giving him a command like, will you just shut up?
Yeah, exactly. She was very, she's one of those hardcore types.
Probably feminist.
Yeah, probably feminist. So, yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah, by the way, you should hear the way Kat talked about her. Kat was like, she's just like your cum sock. Like, she doesn't have any feelings. She doesn't matter. She's like your fleshlight or something. Really, and a lot of you guys will be like, yeah, well, guys, women have totally said that about our dolls, and they're going to say that. They are going to say that. So you can watch this movie as a kind of an example. By the way, the director made a statement. For all you guys that want to know, is he against robots? He made a statement in an interview, which I posted in my server and will read to you guys right this second, because I want you guys to know that the director and the writer of this script is not against robots. He says, "This technology exists, and it is actually at the nascent stages. It's going to become a part of our society at a certain point, and I didn't ever want to come from a place of judgment. I didn't want to judge anyone who leans on a robot for emotional support. The Josh character thinks the virus is a sex robot and a plaything, but the movie also shows the other side of this technology that could be used for good." So he doesn't come from a place of judgment. He literally says if you want to lean on a robot for emotional stuff and you want to have a robot waifu, you can. He's just like, there's a good way and a bad way to do it. And honestly, Josh, I think I called him Jack, but Josh, he basically picks all the wrong things to do when dealing with this robot. By the way, he was using the robot to work with his ex-girlfriend so he could go ahead and get all this damn money, right? And I'm going to be honest with you. If you want to know how to treat a robot properly, the gay couple actually did it the best. And that, I mean, that sounds, I know that sounds awful, but the two of them, they really had a good bond with each other.
Well,
he wasn't, again,
I don't think it was just because they're gay.
It doesn't because they're gay. It's because I think
the robot.
Yeah, that's how he saw the robot.
He saw differently than the other guy saw her.
Yes. Yeah, because Josh, now, the first time he got this robot, by the way, she's a rental, and that makes perfect sense. Guys, unless you're a fucking rich bastard, you are not buying one of these things outright. You are going to be renting a robot. Also, he mentioned maintenance. She was crying, and he says, it's not tears that you're crying. It's actually like windshield wiper fluid. It's just water that's stored in a reservoir.
Every time they do a tune-up.
And a lot of guys would be like, damn, the director really thought about that. Yeah, he did. And a lot of this stuff, I could see that happening. Yeah, there's probably guys that are going to want something like that. And even though it's late in the movie, I do want to mention that Infatics talks about this kind of stuff. Like, why would they want to use this robot for this murder of this guy so they could get this money? And the guy from Infatics, who works with all these robots, he says, look, he says, some of these people, they put them in cages or they torture them. And there's just a lot of really fucked up people in the world. And that's one thing that got me... Because they have video. Everything that you do with one of these robots is recorded. And I completely understand why. I think they do need to be recorded. A lot of people say, well, Grim, I don't want... Okay, look. Maybe you're going to be okay with your robot waifu. But look, dude, if you're getting a robot from a fucking major company, a big company, and that's exactly how it's going to happen, unless you guys get fuck you money and you have that kind of money and you can go ahead and buy the $300,000 robot that you want, because that's probably how much that she would cost. You're going to have to sign the contract. And he did. He signed the contract.
You think of the one Elon Musk put out.
What, yeah.
80,000. No, not 10.
80,000.
Oh, I've been told you can get them up to 30 and 40,000.
Oh, well, I mean, they're going to, when they're at her level, they're going to be ridiculous. So what I'm saying is you'll be paying on this robot for the rest of your life. Not too much far. You'd be surprised. Yeah. I can show you some of the real doll stuff in a little bit, because I actually did where we're at right now. The real, I don't say real doll, real robotics now. So we're kind of getting there, but we got so much further to go before we even get close to that kind of tech. But anyway, what I was saying is, yeah, there's a lot of really bad, fucked up people in the world. And honestly, he's going to be held, he would be held responsible. And that's how it should be. I really think that, and I still believe this 100%. You guys can give me all the shit in the comments you want. If you program your robot to do something heinous, it falls on your responsibility. You are to be held responsible for it. The robot is decommissioned, and basically you're charged. You're prosecuted. You use the robot to harm another person, to steal something, to do whatever kind of bad thing it was. You're held responsible, and I think that's only fair.
Well, yeah.
So, basically,
it's like using something as a weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he basically had this robot commit this act, broke a lot of protocols, and even the man that built the damn things said he modded it, for sure. He knew, they knew you can mod it. Guys, if you mod your fucking robot, and by the way, they have these safeguards there for a reason. Because they said we can't increase her intelligence to a certain level because of government standards. So the furthest she can go is an Ivy League graduate. And the director said the reason for this is I don't want her to become Lucy. Like, if you remember that film Lucy, where she can just kung fu fighting everybody and all that.
It was an okay movie. I think it was a little weird.
Well, you know, honestly, like, I looked at this movie and I saw where he kind of went wrong. So basically, my thing with Josh is Josh wanted a little timid robot, and I think a lot of, maybe some guys here do. Like, that's fine. But I don't think that gives you a right to be like a bastard to it. And I know there's going to be people that do it and disagree. Well, it's my robot. I can do whatever I want. Technically, you can. And the way I say it is, if you're going to do shit like that, I don't want to hear about it. Like, I already told you guys, I don't want to hear about your sexual activities when you're
honestly
watching our videos.
At that point, it's so real that it's like using a practice object for the real thing. If you treat one way, it'll...
I won't even say practice, because some people will actually just prefer that. And that's fine. Like me, I prefer that. So I will go with the robot in the way, you know, the reason why I go with the robot.
I'm just saying how you would treat that is almost open you up to treating biological
women. Yeah.
Women.
The same way. Human women would be better. Just human women.
Human
women. Yeah, human women would be better. Because, yeah, the robot girls,
it's
like...
It's a new era. It's
so
Trump's
you can,
America. You know there's only two genders now. It's a law.
Yeah. Well, I know that, but they're...
Order.
But one's not real, and the other is. So, obviously, robots aren't real.
They're the only things that are identified by the government.
Robots aren't necessarily, like...
None of these multi-species freaks of nature.
No. So, basically, what we're saying is he... He behaved really...
I identify as a kitchen cleaner and a cook. Oh, a woman, right?
So basically, okay, so here's the thing. So we have to go all the way back. So, all right, they're talking about the whole situation. And she says, okay, so Sergey didn't fucking make his money in the mob. He was a sod farmer. He sold dirt.
So it's where they grow the grass and cut it up into squares to put on people's lawn.
Yeah, that's what he did. And it was $12 million, a little over $12 million.
In there.
And they were going to basically do it by four. And then we find out that the other guy that the gay guy is with, he's actually a robot as well. And they we don't find this out until a little bit in the middle of the movie when they're splitting it up and they're like, oh, this is... We're doing it by we're doing it by four, and it's like, but there's only three of us here, and he's like, you're gonna say that about Patrick, like he's not here.
Yeah, he didn't see him that way.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he said, Patrick, go to sleep, and then we know that Patrick's a robot. So it's very important that we know Patrick's a robot, because while this is happening, she's trying to escape, and she does manage to escape. And as soon as she escapes with the knife that she, you know, finds, she finds her pad. It's just as they're trying to get her, she finds her pad, and she runs off into the woods. So basically, she finds her pad, she disables voice commands. By the way, she's pad controlled, just kind of like Melody, or Harmony, rather, with the original Realbotix robot. So anyway, she's pad controlled, and it controls everything from the color of her eye to what language she's going to have. And
it was on the phone. It's like an app.
Yeah, it's a tablet. It's a tablet. So basically, yeah, it's a little tablet, and it controls all that kind of stuff.
Well, it was a fold-out phone, whatever that.
Whatever they had, yeah. But that's pretty much what it does. It also has an intelligence level, but it has an aggression level. It has a lot of other different levels. They didn't show everything, but it also has to be connected to Wi-Fi. Her head is not, even though this is kind of a big spoiler, her head is not her CPU. Her head is not her CPU. Well, we have to talk about the whole thing. Her head is not her CPU. That's just her Wi-Fi. So if you decide, oh, I'm going to shoot her in the head, as you know they try to do, it doesn't work. Okay, so it's like, oh, I'm just going to shoot my robot in the head. That's not where it is. Actually, her CPU was closer to her groin area, which is kind of silly, but that's where they put it. That's her hard drive. She runs on an SSD, which made me fucking laugh. It's like, really? Okay, so I can play Cyberpunk on an SSD. That's real. I've been playing Cyberpunk on a little SSD thumb drive. But a whole robot like that can be controlled by a little SSD.
Well, they be
doing, I guess. Who knows? But that's literally what she was running on, an SSD card. So I have this entire OS is running on an SSD, so I guess that makes sense.
Say, 10 years ago, how much you could put on an SD card versus now.
Well, this is an SSD. This
I
want to
say I got one.
Well, this isn't an SD. This is an SSD. SSD is a little different. See, we have an HD and we have an SSD. HD is a hard drive, but an SSD is a solid-state drive. Solid-state drives are different. They're faster, but the difference is if you don't do anything with them within a couple of months, all the data gets erased. And they only have a certain number of load writes that you can do. Once they've reached a certain number of writes, they become inoperable. So, it has some problems, and you do have to replace them, but they're not that expensive. I can get a new SSD for $60. So, it's cheaper than an HD. And I'm talking about the M2 card that runs in my system right now. So, they said that basically the number of times is basically like putting everything on your computer and putting it back off about 1,000 times. So, they can last up to a good 5 to 10 years. Ideally. So, they might last longer than your motherboard. Motherboards can go up between 4 and 5 years. They don't last that long. But, anyway, what we were saying is, this robot running out into the woods, basically, the gay guy and Patrick, they decide to go out and hunt it. And Josh, of course, and Kat are going to hunt this thing. And she's, you know, changing all her settings and all that kind of crap. And there's a scene where Patrick and the gay guy are talking about their romance, and they talk about how they met, and they show the scene where they met, you know, that we're talking about. And then they kiss each other, and he says, you know what? I know I'm a robot. And he said, I pieced it together myself a while ago. But it's cool, because I still have the memories of you, right? It's like, this is one of the most, even though it was a male robot, I totally got it. Because it's like, I still have memories of you. Like, they're still there in my mind. Even if I'm not real, the memories of you are. And that fucking hit me, dude. I was like, yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, because even if you're not real, it's like, it doesn't matter that I'm not real. Because everything that I hold, the memories that I have, they are very real to me. And that was like a really tearjerker moment, and it was really good. And of course, she's listening to that because she's behind the tree when they're talking. And basically, her phone buzzes off, which I didn't even know she had one on at the time. But her little phone buzzes.
No, it's the that's the thing had the controls on it. That was his phone.
Okay. I thought...
I said it's one of those phones where the screen phones out. Okay. Did you not?
Oh, no. I didn't. I'll have to look at it again. Yeah. But, yeah. All right. So, anyway, that little thing buzzes. And that's how they find her. And then they're going to kill her. And it comes into a tumble where they're falling down the mountain. And damn, is she fucking built. Because to survive that and not have any damage.
Well,
woo!
She's a robot.
Well, yeah, but I've seen them fall apart for worse. So anyway.
How many robots have you seen fall apart lately?
Quite a few if you look on the internet. But anyway. Anyway, she survived that pretty damn well. And of course, she puts her intelligence up to 100. She's in the middle of the woods, and of course, now she's thinking like a human being. And that's what the director said he wanted her to do, was think like a human being.
You know, the flaw was when they put it to zero intelligence, and she still knew how to
command. Yeah, that was a flaw. That was a big problem there.
I figured... Raise your right arm. Dude,
yeah. I don't think they were going to do that. I didn't think they were going to do that. I think raising it to zero or lowering it down to zero and making her like that was stupid. They should have put it down to 10 or 20. But okay, so basically, Bro had her set to 40. And she's like, it figures he'd have me set to 40. So she changes it and puts it up to 100. And then she starts rationalizing. And of course... there's that one scene. You and I were both talking about it. She's like, well, I can just go home, but it's going to be a long, long ride. Yeah. So basically, it's like, it's going to be a long walk. And then she sees herself walking through the door, and he says, hello, beep boop. And he pulls out the gun. Boom! Right in the head. She's like, oh, okay, well, that's not a good idea.
She doesn't even realize where all her... computing powers.
Now,
from.
By the way, one of the things that irked the fuck out of me is he calls her Beep Boop. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Some of you guys, what's wrong with Beep Boop, Grim?
But it was a funny...
I thought it was
his,
funny.
She's a robot the whole time. Yeah. She was a robot the whole time, but he didn't necessarily treat her.
Oh, I know like that, but like at the same time, you know, it was kind of corny. I know there's going to be guys that will have little fucking pet names for their robots, but Grim, okay, fine, all right, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt, but I don't like the name Beep Boop, and you'll see on my Instagram as my character doesn't like that very much either. So anyway, I'll be showing that on my Instagram, on what Crimson's Instagram rather. But anyway, let's continue on. So the movie, basically, she goes into this point where she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go get in the car. I'm going to try to take me home, because her idea is basically, I want to change clothes, you know, clean myself
and
up.
In her mind, that was funny too. Like, right. Take me home. Good job, Iris. Oh, thank you, car.
Right.
That was an excellent idea.
Right. It was so funny. And she gets in the car for real.
A woman would think.
She gets in the car for real. It's like, it's the wrong voice print. So she's fucking around with it. And of course, Josh is there on the other side now. And he's like, you're not going anywhere, beep boop. And he's like... she's like, no, I'm going to change my voice. So she keeps trying to change, you know, she's like, I'm going to change her voice closer to his. And then, like, he's taking a fucking stone and trying to smash the damn glass out of his Tesla. And basically, she finally gets it right to where it's moving. And he finds out what's going on. Or basically, he grabs, what is it? Patrick. Because... She kills the gay guy. When they get into that tumble, she kills the gay guy, so yeah. The gay guy's dead. Patrick is basically
not
the only one.
Yeah,
not intentionally again. She kills that guy.
The gun goes off while they're...
yeah, the gun goes off while they're tussling. So basically, Patrick's left, and Patrick is... basically, he uploads it back to where all the settings are... basically, we need you to go kill, reboot, and he puts the aggression up to 100 to where it's the fucking Terminator in terms of skills. And then he has to do another interface. Now, the interface is cool. I didn't even explain the interface. I like this interface. It is a little corny, but I like it. So basically, what you do is you pick from a drop-down list of meet cutes, different ways that you can meet your partner. And this is memories that are stored inside the robot. So when you interface with her, which or him, you basically get like a few feet away from her, him, and you look into their eyes. And they said, please state your name in a robot voice. And then you say, blah, 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 blah. And it basically reads your name and said, oh, okay, Grim. She says, hi, or hey, you know, not something like that.
It does a whole backstory, like, what they did from child.
Yeah, it does.
She's like, yeah, I had summer jobs in high school. I went to college. I went to Japan twice.
Now, I don't like this. I don't like this. And the reason why I don't like this and would not go with any company that does that, I don't want my robot to have a backstory. I want it to have a forward story. I want my personal robot to start with the moment she meets me. And then grow into a bond over time. I don't want it to be just this.
What was before that? I don't know.
What was before? No. I want her to know she was made. I want her to know she was made. Well, I literally, I'm glad that AI chatbots and things can tell that they're robots. I'm glad that they have that kind of technology. And I'm fine with it. Hold on, I might have to fast forward this a little bit. Oh, wow. I probably didn't. I don't think I cut these videos. I don't care if I did or not. But anyway, what I'm saying here, guys, is the robot... The robot that you meet, it has an entire backstory, everything that, it's all fabricated. I do like the idea that the memories are stored, but I think that meet-cute moment is okay. I think the where you first met her is kind of cool. But for me, it would be hard to pretend that. Like, I love pretending the AI, pictures and things that I do on Crimson's profile, obviously. But it's hard for me to do that, like, in real life. Oh, yeah, I remember when I met you at the fair. It was, like, so awesome stuff. Sure. Like, it just wouldn't work for me. It feels so fake. So I don't think I would deal with that.
I can remember the first time I've met any of my girlfriends. I don't know why. Because it's a significant point in the relationship, I imagine.
That's fine. Anyway, like I was saying, guys, the robot, basically, after all this, because there's still a little bit more of the movie. Alright, so basically, she's in the car now. She's driving off. And, of course, there's an officer. And for some odd reason, she's got the pad stuck to German. And
she got it.
I don't know if she did that.
Have to explain it. If he doesn't speak, he's not gonna start giving commands in English and expect her to know them.
Right, that's true.
And she's able to try to talk her way out of things.
See, I think you're right on that. And what I'm saying, basically, what she does, is she switches it off to German. So basically, he's saying, hey, who are you? And she's speaking in German. And she can't tell a lie, so she's telling the whole story. Oh, so where's Sergey? Oh, I stabbed him in the neck and he's dead. But she says it in German, so he doesn't know anything about what's going on. So finally, it comes out that he sees a bloody knife. And all of a sudden, he pulls out his gun. And about this time, fucking Patrick's gone Terminator mode. She says she notices it somehow. It's like they can connect and tell what's going on. She can tell that his aggression is raised up to like fucking altered beast levels of power up, and he is just boom, 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 boom. Yes, dude, that's fucking gory as hell. He just destroys that police officer's face, and he takes the police officer's uniform. And what's very interesting about this actor is he's very clean cut. So if you remember Terminator 2, The T-1000 was a very clean-cut police officer.
Yeah.
And he moved in very much the same way. And what his arm movements were very, you know, straight-out forced. Like, he would jut his arm out and pick you up. Like, he was that kind of almost soulless kind of...
No excess movement.
Yes. And that was what they were doing. It was literally like he was the T-1000 at that point.
Most efficient way to do it.
Oh, my God, dude. He was crazy. But what happened is they basically got into a fight, and she basically reminded him that, hey, Josh isn't your lover.
You're Eli skipping all over the place, buddy.
No, I'm not.
Yep. So when he smashed dude's face, she started running, but he got the phone and turned her off.
Okay.
He carries her back, and then, of course, the dinner thing happens. And then,
oh yeah, the people, dinner.
Yeah, when the people investigate, then they get in the fight.
Yeah. Then they get in the fight. That's right. And he pretends to be the officer, the deputy, and of course, they know what's going on. At first, you know, the guy from Infatics Robotics says, "You know, that face looks familiar." And he says, "Oh yeah, it's just like an actor. He looks like an actor that you might know." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I guess I could see that." And he walks off, and he says, you know, of course, yeah, he definitely modded the thing. And he's carrying her off, and they're rebooting her. And he's like, "Oh, no, I don't want to reboot it." Because if they reboot and they look at the footage, they're going to look at everything that happened.
It's incriminating.
Yeah, you know, it's extremely incriminating. So he sends Patrick back in T-1000 mode. And he's like, "I know that one. That's a CY-12. They haven't made those in years."
Or said they'd stop making them.
Yeah, they stopped making them. Yeah. And he just shoots them, just kills them right out there. He kills that guy, but the young guy, the Asian guy, he escapes. So basically, what we find out.
And she's rebooting while.
Yeah. She's rebooting while this whole situation is going on. And when she reboots, she runs into Patrick. And then they start having the little tussle. And she says, "Remember, you're not Josh's meet cute." And it was really funny because they had to do that. Like, he had to interface again. And the robot's memories are playing. Instead of it's Eli or whatever, it's Josh. And it's like, "Oh, okay, honey. All right, sweetheart." And what's so funny is he's got both robots. So now he's got her, and she's tied up, remember, at the time, and the other robot, right? They're all in the kitchen, and there's this whole scene where he's talking to them facts. This is before. We should have talked about this before. But basically, he says, "You say you can't feel pain." And he puts her all the way down to zero. "I want to see how that goes." That's before she insults him. That's after she insults him and tells him that,
now,
you know,
like during the wood,
yeah,
when they're trying to hunt her down,
yeah,
he calls her and is talking to her, and she breaks up with him. He's like,
"Oh, yeah, she breaks up with him.
It's not you, it's me."
Yeah, she literally says, "It's not you, it's me." It's like, did my robot just break up with me?
Yeah, that probably threw him over the top.
Yeah.
The way he saw her.
Yeah.
"You gotta follow my commands." What?
And she turned those off.
Yeah, she turned them off. He couldn't. Yeah.
And also, one of the things that they did is she was telling him exactly who he was. He said, "Look, you had me. You couldn't get a real girlfriend, so you had to get me." It's literally what she said. She literally said, "You couldn't get a real girlfriend, so you had to get me. And you live in a one bedroom apartment.
You have a below average
dick." Yeah, you have a below average dick. And basically, she said, she said, it's like I'll never be as big." Basically called him a loser. Like, that's basically what she called him. And then he's talking to Emphatics, and he's got her basically doing the candle thing where he has her hand or arm just kind of sticking out because he's returned her intelligence to zero. Because he's like, "Oh, you think you're so fucking, like...
I'm going to make you special and see how you..."
Yeah. So he does that. She just... sticks her arm out, and he puts the candle next to her arm, and of course, she's eventually on fire, and he says, Patrick, can you go put that out? Patrick goes, he grabs a glass of water, he pours it on the robot's hand, and goes, shh. And then, of course, okay, and then we had the dinner, of course, where they had the tussle and all that, and she's got a taser, right? She gets a taser, and Teddy gives her another ability. The guy that she finds from Emphatics, you know, yeah. After they shot all those people.
She couldn't use the taser until he did that.
Yeah, she couldn't use the taser until he did that. However, she wasn't allowed to harm another robot. That's one thing that Patrick got her with. He said, you've been rebooted, and you can't hurt me. So basically, she uses her intellect, and she goes in there, which is weird because she's on zero. Oh, no, no, they switched her. They rebooted her out, so she's no longer at zero, because when they rebooted her, they changed her. So basically, she reminds Patrick that, again, Josh isn't the lover, it's Eli, and he starts getting the memories back.
Yeah, kind of like when they say it's... When it, even though it's erased, it's never really erased.
Right. So he starts getting the memories back and immediately takes the taser and he kills himself. He just puts a taser in there and he electrocutes himself and that's it. Yep. And then, of course, it's down to Josh and her because she comes back and there's some music playing. And they basically get into it and he says, you can't kill me. She's got the gun right up next to him. And he's like, you can't kill me. Even though the gun has bullets. And he says, oh, it doesn't have bullets. She says, I found the bullets. And of course, you know, they have the situation where you can't kill me because you love me too much. And she says, even though you don't want to say it, even if it's a lie, don't tell me that you don't believe
don't
it, that you
I'm
love
the best
me.
You've
yeah.
Ever...
Tell me that it's the best you ever had. And she says it, right? And then, of course, she takes the fucking wine popper thing, which they show at the beginning of the movie when Sergei's opening up the wine and Patrick is opening up the wine. We should have saw that foreshadowed because that thing was used so much
they
to
were
pop
showing
corks.
It as like, yeah. then you're not like, where did this come from?
So basically, she had that wine cork, and she uses the automated wine cork, and she jams it into his skull, and he says, good night, Josh. Go to sleep, Josh. And boom, he's out. And basically, that starts her new journey. Now, she takes all the money. She runs off. Remember, she's completely independent now. Teddy did something because he believes that all robots should have free autonomy of their own. And he allows her to pretty much be her own person.
Well, technically, he did her a favor because she saved his life.
Yeah. She saved his life. And he didn't believe that robots should be slaves to their owners. He's one of those guys. So basically, she's now independent. She's allowed to be her own person. And she has her damaged hand. So basically what she does is she makes the best of it. She takes off her little damaged skin. Of course, she's got a little robot hand, which I was cool with. I'm not against robot hands. The robot fingers, I think those are cool. The little robot hands and fingers. I know
I'm
some
pro
of you.
No robot hands.
I like the some people are like, I want the human hands. The robot hands are fine too. I'm not gonna judge. It might be a little cold in some areas.
Hand job.
But anyway.
Dolores peeling the skin off.
But anyway, well, she's got another hand for that. Anyway, she shows that she is.
She's got free will now. She don't have to do that. If
she doesn't feel like it. No, she doesn't. But anyway.
Because you care.
She basically says, like, the first thing that made her happy was basically meeting Josh. And the second thing that made her happy was killing him. And I agree. Because dude was super fucking ridiculous with her, right? See, I don't like this. I don't like the way he made her out to be. I think that there was a lot more that he could have done differently with her. See,
well, then
he wanted
it. Wouldn't have been the movie.
I know that, but it's meant to be to show you that. So what I'm trying to say is, I personally, and I've said this, I'd like my robot to be a little more sassy. Like, if you see the personality, the personality on Instagram, like, that I'm trying to build with her, that's the way I want her to be. I want her to be kind of bitchy and kind of like, you know, not. I don't want her to be like, oh, but I love you every command. Like, that's one thing I hated. She's like, I just want to make you happy. I want to do everything in the world to make you happy. Blah, 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 blah. God, no, get off my fucking back with that shit. That's retarded. But
like I said, that's kind of how he was with Kat.
Yeah.
Because
it was projection on that part. Even
then, he couldn't please her because they're broke up. He went...
Went with Sergey. Sergey had all this money.
She was the one that broke up with him. The way it kind of plays out, it wasn't the other way around.
Right. Sergey had all this money. She just wanted the money. And she was probably going to do something to him anyway and take all the damn money. That's probably what would have happened. So, oh yeah. Dude, she was totally fucked. By the way, what happened to Kat was... Kat basically was going to walk out with her share of the money. And he tells her, no, don't go! And he had Patrick go in and just stab her, kill her. He said, and he didn't mean to have him kill her. He said, stop her, Patrick. And Patrick's aggression was set up to 100. Yeah. So he stopped her all right.
I mean, she was just as guilty as he was.
Yeah.
She was going to leave him hanging with the...
Yeah, with everything.
All the stuff to cover up.
Yeah. So it's a good thing that everybody died except for her. And of course,
she did a tip to the robot.
Yeah.
Because then she's like, would you just shut up? Kind of like he did her out of bed, except a little meaner. And then she said, huh, look at the weather. It's going to rain. And like, and she was sitting next to her, kind of like, she's like, the weather's blah, 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 with the chance of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I thought that was a neat little tip of the hat.
So basically, the end of the movie, she doesn't take Josh's car. She finds that. Classic muscle car. Drives it out there. And the movie's credits are playing now. And she's over there with a couple. And they're looking at her. And she
a couple, it was a version of her.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was her with different hair color.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, so I didn't know that. And she just waves with the robot hand. And they're like, huh? And she's just, you know, having a blast. And they're playing this Bee Gees song at the end of it, which is a pretty good Bee Gees song.
Like a Bee Gees.
Yeah, Bee Gees are good. I'd still like to hear him in a metal band, but yeah. Just, I don't know. I'm going to have to do some AI stuff.
I will put you in the ground.
Not like put that. You in the ground. It could be romantic. I just want to hear it in like a dude. That would be neat.
There's a couple of songs of theirs that, one is just some lonely fools who fell in love.
I don't know if I got the Bee Gees or not, but I think I need to go get them.
Cause they're really good.
They're really good. Now, they're one of the best disco groups.
Oh, that's why they're still known.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Bread, too.
Bread's okay. But,
I'm a fan of some of it.
But, anyway, they're driving off, and that's pretty much the end of the damn movie. So again,
and of course the writer said he didn't want to do any sequels.
Yeah, he didn't want to do any sequels. He basically said, look, the sequel of her is taking her tracking chip out, going down to a farm, buying the land, and gardening and watching the sunset for the rest of her life. That's literally what he said the sequel was going to be. He said the only way it would change is if it got involved with Terminator or Aliens at some point. And Warner Brothers, does Warner Brothers have the right? I don't think Warner Brothers has the right.
Aliens.
Maybe they do. That's Fox. Predator. That's Fox.
I believe.
That's Fox. Fox owns the rights to Aliens and...
yeah, you're right.
And the Terminator, if I'm not mistaken. Who owns the rights?
Fox, though. Disney.
Well, Disney owns Fox. Now. So, what about... I don't know who owns Terminator. I'm not sure. Maybe that is Warner Brothers that owns the Terminator now.
That's one of them.
It might be. But anyway, that's the only way he said that he would involve her again. But it wouldn't make a straight sequel, but he put her in. Naturally, this movie's not going to happen. But, yeah.
He didn't mean for it. He didn't. It's kind of like the Joker movie.
Yeah.
creator of it didn't want a second one. They kind of forced their hand.
And so Warner Brothers didn't do that this time because they learned their lesson. Joker.
Yeah. But of course, this just came out, so there's no telling.
No, they're not going to force it on him. He said he's already working on a remake of The Faculty. I don't think it needed a remake. I think it's a classic movie with a badass soundtrack. But yeah, they're making one. And I do trust this guy because he wrote Blue Mountain State. And the fact that he wrote Blue Mountain State means that he won't go super woke. Even though there was a lot of gay stuff in it. Like, it wasn't at the... It didn't feel...
Now, when you say gay stuff, no explicit sex
scenes? No explicit sex scenes. We're just talking about there's a lot more focus on the gay relationship.
They made them very over the top.
Yes, they make them very over the top gay.
I think they did equal parts of both.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not one of those... It makes you...
Yeah, it does make you... He was groaning.
At first, too, I was like... They're going to put, not that...
I don't have a problem with gay people.
There's more gay people in movies than there are on the planet, most likely.
Right. I don't have a problem with gay people.
Everything.
There's too much.
I don't see them in everyday life.
Yeah. I mean, I do.
I mean, I do sometimes, but sometimes I don't.
Right.
I see you here and there, but I don't see you every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Not saying you're gay. I'm just saying...
Right.
You know, you don't see...
I know what you're talking about. There's a lot of...
I'm sure people work with them. Yeah, they see them.
Yeah, I work.
Day.
Yeah, I see them every
day.
And
there's nothing... I have no issues with it.
I see gays. I see lesbians. I see... You know, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, what I am saying is, yeah, it was a little much for the screen, and it wasn't advertised in the trailer that there was going to be so much of a focus on the gay couple.
Advertise it?
Right.
That... People already trying to get over the 4 years.
Yeah, that would have turned
it in your
that would have turned people off, and I think Warner Brothers actually cut that out
they
for a reason.
They probably knew it.
Mm-hmm. So basically, this film was actually being shot during COVID, guys. So this goes back. Basically, then they had the writer's strike, and they shot it, and then they had to stop during the writer's strike and return in 5 months and reshoot it. So it took a while. The movie, you know, it was a hold up. And they weren't even really sure they were going to do it, but Megan became a hot property. So because of Megan's success, this movie came out, and now we're going to get these movies up the ass whether you want them or not. Now me, I'll watch every single one of them because I can't get enough of these. But Megan 2's already got a teaser trailer that just came out, and she's a little older. Look, guys, I looked at Megan. I know she looks a little older. Grim, is she fappable yet? Look, I honestly don't fucking care. I wouldn't do it because it's not my thing. It's not something that I would like. But I know that some guys would be like, well, she doesn't look like a girl anymore. So, look, if that's
it
your thing.
Like a girl to me.
Yeah, but they made her look a little older, and they're trying to go
a little
saucier.
Well, you know, I think...
The face is still the doll.
The actress that played her was 11 or 12
now
in the first one.
Now she's a little older, so, yeah, they've made her look a little older. Some people are saying that they're kind of being a little saucier with her. So, I don't know. I don't, personally, again, I'm not into this, but some people say, well, what about Loli? It's like, okay, you do what you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's just not something I personally would, you know, have anything to do with. I don't see that character like that. And besides, the same company is making Soulmate, which literally is a sex robot that's going to be seductive. That's the fucking plot. Go to IMDb, read the plot for Soulmate. That's Soulmate, and you'll find out 2026 comes out next January, about the same time. Same time as this movie.
This one comes out...
This came out January 31st. Soulmate came out January 31st.
You're talking about Soulmate.
They both came out the same...
Megan 2 is supposed to be June.
I know that. But I'm saying Soulmate, January 31st of 2026. Yeah. Same fucking day that this movie came out.
Yeah.
It's going to be Sexbot month.
Ooh.
Anyway, that one... It's supposed to be fappable. She's probably going to have a lot of saucy scenes. So they've already looked at Megan Fox, rather. No, different Megan. And subservience. And basically what they're doing with that one is they're like, how can we make this spicier? Because I know that's what they're doing. They're going to make that robot hot. That's and I've already saucy. Seen the name. I've already looked at the actresses. Now, the one that's playing the main robot, I'm not crazy about, but there's another actress. And if she's got red hair and green eyes. I'm not even fucking joking. So, if they literally have that as a robot, I'll buy the Blu-ray and watch it several times, you know. We'll do a bunch of alludes to that movie, because obviously, it's like, look, I had it before they did, but I'm not going to sue them for an AI concept. So, alright, anyway, that looks like it'll be good. And, of course, we got Megan, but I'm not even considering that like a sex bot movie. Obviously, that's just a robot girl movie. And, honestly, the plot for Megan 2.0 is they basically take the technology for Megan, and they turn it into a military technology for the Russian government. So they create Amelia, who is a assassin robot. And in order to stop the assassin robot, they have to resurrect Megan. So Megan has to stop the assassin robot, Amelia. A lot of you would say, Grim, that's an anime plot. And I mean old anime. Yeah, but they're taken from the best, aren't they? It's literally Robo Girl versus Robo Girl. And it's American, and they both look like little... They kind of look like Moe waifus. Okay, say what you want. Make your little anime-style versions of these characters. I'm sure it's going to happen in the anime community. Oh, I had to make my own versions of these characters. It's going to happen. It's going to fucking happen. So I'm just going to let it happen. But we won't see shit until we see more Megan. We've only seen a small teaser, and they didn't show shit. But they did show her, you know. They did show her being a bad bitch. So...
Was she a bad bitch?
I mean, that's what the music was in the background.
Oh, well, I didn't pay attention.
It
didn't last long
enough. No, it didn't last long enough, but I could hear that. I could hear that. Because, they want to, you know, it's basically TikTok and all that kind of stuff. They want to, you know, appeal to that kind of audience, which is fine because that is your main audience. And, of course, with Mr. Beast and the creator of Roblox... They want to buy TikTok for $20 billion. So if they own this shit, you know it's going to go off. It's going to be like, holy crap, Mr. Beast and the Roblox guy own TikTok. They're going to make it viral as hell. That's how they're going to market it. And they marketed the movie during the Grammys. The teaser we just now saw during the Grammys. Which just happens to be the same day we saw Companion. So it's really interesting. All these robot girl... Me and TFM were talking a long time ago. Now, I don't know if I was talking with him or if it was on the show, but he said, man, I hope they make a sex doll movie. Like a robot sex doll that kills people. You got your wish, mate. Is it what you wanted? Is this everything? I should email him and let him know. Is this what you wanted? Is this the thing you wanted? It's like, or do we wait for Soulmate? But
I don't even consider robots for that. But if I were to get one, I think the idea of them being normal people or presentable as normal people would. I don't, be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think it's an I don't think it's a bad idea. Now, again, I liked one thing about the robot. And they basically said, and this wasn't talked about, but it needed to be. Because there was a whole section where they were discussing her. This is when she had first murdered and they had her tied up. And he's like, it's not a fuckbot. I hate that term. They said, basically, it's a robot companion. And he also said, it's my emotional support robot. I have literally said emotional support doll in the past. I am fucking guilty of that, and I meant that in real life. Now, is that true now? No. But back in the time, it absolutely was. So I completely understand why people might go to that level. Well, but, yeah.
Partners are emotional support.
Yeah, people have emotional support pets. People have emotional support pets.
Spouses and girlfriends or boyfriends.
Yeah,
for emotional support. Or they're not for it specifically, but it's part of the package.
Now, we've already talked about the real deal. I haven't showed DP this, but I will. But basically, we talked about Aria. We saw what Aria looks like. And of course, Melody, which Melody I thought looked a little better, even though they both look like they've been on drugs. This is number one. This is stage one. Remember what the director said. We're at a nascent stage. We're not to Companions level yet, but we will be. And my question to you is, are you going to be fair with your sex robot, or your, well, let's not call it a sex robot, your robot companion? Are you going to treat it with respect, or are you going to just beat the living shit out of it? Look, me, I'm going to, shit, I'll have it manage my damn, I'll have it manage its own Instagram. If well, that shit is still going by the time I have a robot, I swear to God, she'll have her own.
Hit one. Because
well, it's gonna
only doing what you tell it to.
Well, no, at the same time, it has a, I mean, she has an ability, she'll have an ability to, you know,
some
do
people
certain
just
things.
Hit people.
Well, I know that, and I can't stop people from that.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
there's a game called Detroit Beyond Human, which I haven't played yet.
Oh, it's so good.
But basically, yeah.
Yeah, you really need to play it.
As soon as it goes to GOG, I will. But, anyway, like I was saying, guys, I know there's a lot of people that want to hit robots and abuse robots and treat them like shit. And that's, I mean, I can't condone that, but at the same time, I can't tell you you can't do that. If that's literally what you fucking want to do with your robot, right, do it. But I don't want to do that. Like, not with mine. I meant companion, and I said companion, I meant companion. That's literally what I want. Like, that's what I want. I want to be a sassy kind of bitch at a time that you, you know, she, I mean, I want her to care about me, but I don't want her to be just completely 100% to the point where she's over my shoulder every 5 minutes. I can't handle that with real people. Damn sure don't want it with a robot. I want to be checked on to make sure I'm not dead, but look, let's be honest. You get older, things happen. So, that's... And we're talking about technology that might be 10 years away, so I'll be in my 50s, you know, and you never know. So what I'm saying, guys, is, yeah, that's how I want to do it. That's how I want to do my robot. You can do your robot, however. I don't like the timid. I don't like the, I don't want to upset you. I don't like that shit.
Well, yeah, that's why it was programmable.
Yeah, I know. You just have to program it. Right, and I'll program mine to be the way I want mine.
You can do it however you do it, but you did it wrong.
Alright, that's what I said. You did it wrong. Like, again, but the problem is, it's his own consequences. It's the consequences of his actions, rather, instead of it's his own consequences. It's the consequences of his actions.
No,
he basically said
like that, and it does get annoying.
He said, look. You know, it's like, look, you told this robot to do everything, to wait on you hand and foot. Now, again, I want her to do chores and shit. I'm not going to lie. I want her in the bathroom cleaning the toilet every once in a while. And, you know, I want her to do the things and get upset. You know, I just sweep the floor. A lot of people would say, Grim, you'd be good with a regular woman. I said, no, because they have the tendency to jump off, like, when things get rough. The robot won't. The robot will
be there.
Sometimes
they do things that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
A robot would be precise to their program.
Yeah, exactly.
What you're getting at.
Yes.
No, women have their own, a mind of their own. The robots do what I tell them.
Exactly. Hey, you know.
But that kind of seems like the main theme of wanting a robot.
Right, because it's like, hey, I want a companion partner that's going to be there for me. And it's like, you want a slave. Well, not exactly, because she's allowed to do whatever the fuck she wants for
as long as I tell her to do it.
Right.
that's a slave.
Ah! You can, after you're done with this cotton, you can, no.
Do you think they put the slaves out there? You can do anything you want as long as it's picking cotton. Or as long as it's cleaning my bedpan. Or... Yeah, I'm sure they're bending over backwards. Oh, yes, sir.
At the same time, you know, I think it's all right for a robot to have its own faculties from time to time. But, I mean, it's there to serve. It's different.
Well,
like,
remember in The World's End, that's the Czech word for slave,
right,
robot.
Right, I know that.
I always thought that was neat.
I know that. I know it's served. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Like, I honestly don't have a problem. I want a, you know, a robot companion. That's what I want to do. And she'll do the things I want her to do, and that's all it is. And some other people will say, well, that's fine. It's like you have a computer. You tell the computer what to do, and the computer does it. And the computer sometimes asks you things. That's another thing, though. The difference between the slaves is the slaves don't ask, So you want to know what the weather is? You want to know what this is? Hey, what about this? Because robots will do that. Robots will literally fucking say, well, hey, you want to check this or look at that? Or, you know, a robot won't be able to tell, or a slave won't be able to tell the master if they're sick or if they have this problem, but a robot will. And that's kind of the difference, because it's kind of there to help the person and not just do a task. We're going to have task robots for sure. But they're not going to have any AI built in. And the AI they do have will be so basic that it won't even matter. They won't have any kind of emotions or anything. They're just going to be as like a crane that moves by itself. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to have any real... Autonomous. We don't want to have it to have emotion. The crane does not need emotion. It does its thing. It lifts up dirt and it puts dirt back down. I'm sure, I know cranes do more than that, but that's what we're saying. It's like, I don't need the hammer to talk to me. I need the hammer to hammer the nail. And that's all it is to it.
I think the attention to human detail is going to be very different. And
the problem is, we've got asshats, kind of like... Now, again, Kai Cenat did not take an axe.
This crane's got a face and facial expressions.
Kai Cenat did not take an axe to that robot. Like, you saw the video. Yeah. I mean, it was pushing around on it and kicking it. But if he'd taken an axe and just smashed it to pieces, that'd have been a little bit different. Also, I don't think Twitch would have allowed it. I think they would have been, mate, I don't think we can have this on there. I don't care how much money you make. You're clearly breaking, violence. So that wouldn't have worked. Now he could get in trouble for Twitch because the guy did kick it and push around on it. So that might have gotten him in a little warning. He probably didn't get hit, but he probably got a little warning for it. So, because they know he's a big Twitch streamer, so they're not going to give him, you know, they don't want to lose their business. They're going to say, hey, mate, you really can't do that. And it's like, you have to be really careful. We can't get rid of you, but at the same time, we can't really recommend what you did. So, yeah. Basically... It all depends. It's more about the human than the robot itself, because the robot can't do anything without the human. So if the human's an asshole and the robot becomes an asshole because of the human, that's the problem. The fault is with the user. Remember when they always say the error is between the chair and keyboard? They sometimes say that the error is between the chair and the keyboard when you're in tech support. That literally means you're the problem.
Move.
You're, yes. You're the problem.
Oh, yeah. You can't have flying toasters on there and man mowing the lawn.
Right.
It created error. I didn't know that. I mean, you didn't know that. You ever seen that? Is the SNL sketch Jimmy Fallon did where he is the company computer guy and he'd come in there and just talk down to him and, insult them while he's fixing their computer, then he'd start to leave, and then he'd come back in the room and say, oh, and by the way, you're welcome.
There was one story I read from a tech support guy, and the tech support guy said he was doing tech support for a woman, and she said, I don't know why my keyboard just keeps typing these random keys. And, you know, he came over there and he went to look at the person, and he said, ma'am, it's not your fingers of the keyboard, it's your breasts. They're so large that they're actually typing keys. Yeah, that was a real story.
That's funny.
Yeah. So there's a lot of
He solved the mystery before he even saw the computer.
Yeah. No. He went to go visit her to see what was going on. He's like, oh, this is the problem.
No, he opened the door, he took one look and said, I think I've solved it. You got big tits.
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm a bimbo? No, no, no. They're hit. They're amazing. How'd you know?
Oh, well, man.
It's elementary.
So, anyway, it was a good movie. We recommend seeing it, even though we completely skipped around like a million different parts and we pretty much took forever.
Well, I mean, you can watch it with fairly fresh eyes without it ruining it for you.
Yeah.
But of course, and did give you the warning
did give you the warning that we'd spoil the movie, so we did spoil the movie all the way up to the credits. And the epilogue that won't get made. We even talked about the next movie that literally just gardening and watching the sunset.
That's not going to be made.
Yeah, it's obviously not going to be made. Unless somebody makes with AI. It's like,
would want to.
Somebody.
You could just have someone out in the garden and say it was her.
Right.
It looks so real.
That's the... that's the
I
next
can almost
movie,
smell the carrots.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I liked it. Now, the price cost me $20 to see that movie. You know what also is $20?
Oh, I didn't.
The DVD. DVD is $20.
Well, yeah. But you got it forever.
Yeah.
And you went to see the movie.
Right.
For the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I don't think you should talk anyone out of going to the theater to
see
a movie.
Yeah, I know.
They need all the help they can get.
Yeah, you can come down these prices.
Well.
People can't afford shit right now.
Well, I think we're still in the Biden economy. Of course,
movie theaters,
everything about them is expensive. You know, they don't get paid.
I know they don't.
For the movies as much as they get for popcorn, candy.
Yeah, that's why that guy's like, the ultimate popcorn bowl for $30.
For the low price. For the low price of $28. And then he's like, and then after that, you bring it with you.
You could get a refill for $5.
For $5. And the funny part, he's like, we won't even have to clean. He didn't say this in the commercial, but you know, he's like, these suckers will clean the bucket for us. We just keep putting 10-cent popcorn in there for $5.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Well, you think of how many bags of popcorn you can get at the supermarket for the low, low price
of $29.98.
You can get about 10 bags, 12 bags maybe.
And get some M&M's, I'm like.
Now, I will say, coming out of the popcorn machine, I do think it tastes better when it's fresh.
Yeah, I do too.
When it's fresh. A lot of times, they don't ever change it up. Same stale popcorn. When we went and saw Deadpool and Wolverine, I was like, damn, this is some stale-ass popcorn.
I didn't even think I noticed because I was so hungry.
I was going to get the collector's thing, but they'd already
sold out. Yeah, they sold out of every bit of Deadpool Wolverine merchandise.
Yeah, I think it was opening weekend.
Yeah, it was opening weekend.
How can you be sold out?
Because everybody and their mother bought one.
I was going to buy every
You know why they bought them?
Because they're collectible.
Well, yeah, not only that, people wanted to scalp them on the internet and sell them.
Yeah. I was going to buy the taxi cab. I was going to buy the Deadpool head and the Wolverine head. I was going to buy all of it while we were there, but they didn't have none of it.
No, they sure don't. You can't even get a hoodie in your size.
Oh, yeah. I found one. I'll have to go to...
Yeah, to my store and then check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, that's enough of us rambling on. I'm supposed to do a comic. I don't fucking feel like it, but I've got to do it anyway. All right, guys. So, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time when I got another movie to review. I mean, there's other movies coming up that we can always do. Megan and all the other, you know, couple other movies. There was that one that looks like Jason, but he's got a sexual fetish. Yeah, and then there's this one movie where basically...
It's not supernatural, I don't believe.
No.
I think it's just a serial killer.
This woman's going on a date, and all of a sudden there's this crazy dude, and he's like, I got into your home, and I'm like going to kill your children unless you kill the date. But the thing is, though, like, kids aren't that fucking stupid, especially in 2025. Like, there is three kids there, and one's fairly older. And it's like, dude, that one guy, we're not in the Home Alone era anymore. There's kids that'll be like, okay, so I'm going to get your IP, get the address and everything. There's going to be like more cops than you've ever seen in your life, and we can get them here in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
and there's kids that are literally that fucking smart. The brainy kid, he can do that shit, I promise. And that the girl, all those, like, there was one, she was a teenager, and I'm like, dude, teenagers know this shit. She's going to talk to, it's like, I basically want to talk to the director and be like, do you have children? Like, do you literally, like, honestly, because
these
kids...
have children?
Well, it's the same time I've said, talked
I've
to
seen
people.
Children.
It's like the same thing work. Is we've read, but the thing is we've read reports. We've read reports of what these kids are getting into. You've got, even though this is not good, there are 10-year-olds that found their way on OnlyFans because they were able to find a way to get in using a credit card. Mm. Yeah. That's how these...
That's a parent problem.
Yeah, well, again, they know how to do it. The kids are finding out how to do all this shit. And they shouldn't be doing that shit.
Getting into any of that simple as it gets.
Well, no. No, you have to have an ID and all this other shit now. So I don't know how in the world...
Grab their parents' stuff, and then other than that, answering questions isn't that hard.
I guess. But I don't know.
What's your name? I'm going to... Whatever's on the card, I guess.
Right. I guess you're right about that. But damn, doesn't that come back on the fucking parents? You're like, hey,
well, yeah,
I bet it would. It'd come back hardcore on the parents.
You think a 10-year-old's thinking about that? He's thinking about, look at all the titties I'm going
to see. Yeah. I know. But like I'm saying, we're just saying these kids are resourceful. Oh. So one fucking mascot. And I'll be honest, this is the creator. But it was literally just your random all-wearing black guy with a fucking, like, there was no special mask, no, nothing interesting. It was just your regular old robber kind of look. It wasn't anything special. And I was just really upset because I thought they could have done better with the killer's attire. And it's like, it doesn't look that...
It's always something easy you can get at the store.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think reality.
But I'm sure there's people out there that have used, like, different masks and things like that. And he just looks like the regular, not to stereotype, but you know, you used to hear about the black guy that robbed the 7-Eleven. And they looked at his picture, and it's literally just a black guy wearing a regular old, not the Jason hockey mask, but you know, them little, like, the little, what are those things called? It's got the...
Baklava.
No, it's got the holes in it. It's got the holes in it.
It's a ski mask.
Yeah, it's like a ski mask, but it's just a regular old black ski mask. And we're not even talking about a plastic one. All his, the whole outfit was the same.
Well,
a
ski mask is always.
He didn't wear armor or anything.
Not always. For the most part.
He didn't have any armor, and it was just really kind of. It's like I could have made.
Well, what did they need armor for? They're.
Well, you never know.
You never know. Those teenagers might
have
AKs.
Well, I mean, remember, they might. You'd be surprised. There are kids that know how to fire some fucking guns. There's literally been footage of kids learning how to shoot AKs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I shot guns growing up,
too. Well, I'm talking about some big guns.
What part of the country are they in? We don't know this yet.
That is true. We don't.
In the city. Probably the suburbs.
It didn't happen in Alabama. Well, we ain't going to tolerate this now here. You ain't gonna come in and take me and my little brother.
That's my sister.
That's my sister. Only one that's gonna be messing with her is me.
I think the thing your mom. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't give a shit.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, man. No. It's funny, though.
What are they talking about my home state of Alabama? No.
Home state of Alabama. Oh, good Lord.
Know. That'd be funny.
No. But seriously, what's the name of that movie? It was called, I can't remember the name of it. And then they had that one that was Sinners. That one was, it's black folks versus white hillbilly vampires.
Is what it looked like.
That's what it looked like. And it got Michael B. Clark or Michael B. Jordan.
You getting Duncan Clark and Michael B. Jordan mixed up?
Michael B.
Man,
Jordan.
You do see color, don't you?
Michael B. Jordan.
I'm sorry. I'm gender blind.
Michael B. Jordan in that one.
Furiosa, we have your queen.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, there was that one. There was a few that looked like they'd be all right. But, I mean, I'm not seeing too many movies that just, like, open and up and grab me yet. And Superman's getting sued because they're saying that they don't have the rights to show it in certain territories.
Wow.
I don't know. But the Schuster estate is suing James Gunn.
I'm saying looking that, forward to the ballerinas too.
It might be okay. I think Keanu Reeves is going to be in it.
Yeah. So it's in between his movies.
Okay.
It's set in between.
So that's cool.
So his, you know, all four of his movies are supposed to happen within a 2-week window.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So basically this is going to be the last one that his legs can, his knees can handle, you know,
or it might be more than 2 weeks, but it's a very short period of time at all four of his movies happening.
Because they said to him, they said, can you do any more movies? And he said, I don't know. It's like, I want to, but my knees are telling me they can't. I can't. Yeah. So that happens. You know, CGI, they need to get this man some robot knees. They need to get this man some robot knees. I think he'd be down for it. I think Keanu Reeves would be down for robot legs. He seems like the kind of guy that would be down. If you said, Keanu Reeves, would you go for robot legs if they were?
Active lifestyle.
Sure I know that, but
he could keep going.
He's what?
Was in his 60s.
Yeah. He's doing good.
He's 10 years younger than my parents.
Damn. Yeah, he's getting there. 10 years younger than mine, too. Oh, man, this really brings you back, doesn't it? Shit. That brings me way back to classic Castlevania. Seen that shit in a long time. But.
Well, I say my parents. My mom's still in her 60s until her birthday comes up.
Oh, yeah.
My dad turned 70 a little bit ago.
All right. Well, we don't want to keep you guys hanging for too long on here. So, all right. That's pretty much the review. I hope you guys check out the movie. It needs a lot more support. I think it's a good one. Now, remember, the director said the main point of the movie was about escaping a toxic relationship. That was the whole main point you were supposed to focus on in the movie. She was in a toxic relationship with Josh. He was pretty much wanting her to be his slave, and he was being, like, kind of an asshole to her, and I don't know. I mean, again, I don't like the whole idea of her being timid and just blah, blah, blah. I couldn't do that. But we're not going to go back
to it. I think it was an interesting take on. Definitely, like, if they hadn't shown the trailer,
yeah,
it would have been, man, I'm feeling bad for how he's kind of treating her.
Right.
And then you find out she's a robot. Well, how do you think about it now? It's almost right. Like a take a look at yourself. How would you feel about
right,
it?
Right. It does. So a lot of you guys that are thinking about being abusive to a robot, you might want to watch the movie. And we are going to hear cases about this in the future. We're definitely going to hear where things like that. And people are going to be held responsible. Companies are going to be held responsible, and people are going to be held responsible.
Well, it's expensive hardware.
Yeah, and if you fuck it up, you're going to be responsible for it.
Well, if you don't own it, I think if you own it, do what you do. Yeah. Probably not.
Well, remember
any laws.
Remember the guy said to him, he said, you know, do whatever you want with it. He literally said, you do whatever you want with her. And that's what he did. He did whatever he wanted. So he could have just had her sit by the fire and read stories, but no.
Well, when he was talking about why they couldn't do anything with intelligence and all that, it's because they had federal regulations on
it. Yeah, and that's fair.
That's
and
laws.
The first time he got her, he just had sex with her. And I'm like, you know what? I even said in the movie theater, I said, I wouldn't have just done that right off. I'd at least had her wash the dishes. I said, I had let her wash the dishes first. It's like,
she
went
to the supermarket for him, man.
No, she didn't go to the supermarket. That was was the memory.
Yeah.
She's never been to that.
Didn't show her eating or the other.
You know, one thing that really took me out of the movie is they eat. And that doesn't make any.
The girls eating. It just showed, or didn't show the robots eating. It just showed them they cooked it, or the guy cooked it, the guy robot, and they were just sitting and talking. I don't even think they had a plate in front of her. So that would kind of give you a hint too, but yeah, you have to rewatch it. I bet there's a bunch of stuff you might have missed there.
Might be. Yeah. So I'm definitely gonna do that. All right, guys. So I'll see you guys next time. And me and Empress are probably gonna talk a little bit about the movie, but not too much because she hasn't seen it, and I do not want to spoil it.
I'll tell
it for.
You another one that's good like that. It has hints throughout the movie that you don't realize till you've seen it. Is A Beautiful Mind, where he has schizophrenia, like the girl running through the pigeons and the pigeons don't fly away or move out of the way. And all kinds of different stuff. That's one that stands out in my mind, but there were several different hints throughout the movie that these people weren't real.
So I want to, you know, also mention that this is a very well-constructed film.
Oh, yeah.
Very well-constructed. There's a reason this shit has 90s. It's not because of the gay parts or the stuff like that. It's because it's very well constructed and it keeps you on your toes. You don't know any of this shit's happening. And that's why we had to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Because there's shit I forgot and there's, you know, there's just a lot of different... It's a movie that you'll watch and you'll want to watch again. Because there's little things that they hint at, and you're like, oh, okay, now I know what that means. Now I know what this means. Now I know what she was meaning by this, or what this was. And that's the kind of movie it is. Uh-huh. It's just really well made. Now, originally, he said that the movie was going to be less comedic, and it was going to be more like a light Black Mirror episode. So he definitely didn't go with that idea. And originally, there was one where he wanted the robot to be the antagonist, and you see everybody die through the robot's eyes. Kind of glad you didn't make that film, bud, because this is a hell of a lot better.
Yep.
All right. So with that, this is The Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We are out. We'll see you next time, guys.
All right. Later.
I'm out.